I'd finished, got a time of 3:31, and I'd finished, I'd just collected my baggage, and unfortunately they couldn't find my bag on the bus, so I was delayed by about 20 minutes picking up my bag, and I was heading to meet my husband and my friend who also ran, who's also safe, and her other half, and I was heading back towards the finish line to head off to the family meeting area, and that's where I was, so about 300 meters away, when you feel the explosion first of all, and then you hear the bang, and then obviously the smoke, and it happened, obviously it was two explosions. Everyone was a bit stunned around me, and obviously being in America, there's a heightened sense of I guess fear, and yeah, so then I kind of followed to see if I could get to meet the meeting area, and I was directed away from it. And then you start hearing the police start running, the sirens start going, and you get a sense of actually this isn't a firecracker going off, or isn't just a clap of thunder or what have you, that this is actually happening for real. And that's when you start to think, crikey, this is getting a bit panicky.
What was the sense on the ground there, Bev? Because was it panic, or was there a sense of disbelief, as you seem to suggest at first?
It was, I guess it was a sense of disbelief first of all, because they were going, what is that? Was that a cannon going off? Because the Red Sox were playing, which is, the Red Sox baseball is pretty close as well. So they wondered if it was something to do with the baseball. Obviously it wasn't. So it was a little bit of like, what is it? What's going on? And there was like an underlying sense of fear about it. And then you just, to be honest, after you've run a marathon, your brain doesn't really engage. You're kind of a little bit spaced out. So you're almost like sheep anyway, and you just kind of follow the crowd. But when you saw the smoke, I was going, that is so close to the finish line. And people were starting to get a little bit panicky, a bit nervous about meeting their friends and family, and was everyone okay? And you start to hear the police talking, and you're asking the police what's going on, and then you're starting to find out what's actually happening.
What's the mood like in Boston at the moment, Bev? We're talking to you perhaps 2 hours after this incident has taken place. What's the mood like on the ground there?
Well, we luckily, our street, that our apartment that we're staying on has been closed by the police, because we're actually only half a mile or so away from the finish line. The Boylston Street, which is where the explosion happened, is one street down from where we're staying. The police luckily let us back into the apartment, thank goodness, but we're actually not really, they're not keen for us to actually leave the apartment. So I can't tell you what the mood is on the ground, because we're just all... In right now, the four of us in our apartment, we're veering between elation that we're safe, elation that we've finished the marathon, to be honest, and absolute disbelief that we've just been caught up in something this horrific, and disbelief that people have lost their lives and that we're safe. And you feel almost a little bit, oh, crikey, I shouldn't feel so happy that I'm actually safe.